Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And it's July 30th. Did you call in sick today? Today, as you may or may not know, is the first day that most New York City employees are eligible by law, and employers are required to provide paid sick leave under a new de Blasio-era policy that affects almost all businesses. The city has been trying to get the word out. We read they were handing out flyers in English, Spanish, Chinese, Russian, Haitian, Creole, Arabic, Korean, and Bengali. I certainly was handed an English language one within the last few days, and maybe many of you have seen the big signs about July 30th in the subways. But we also know that many questions about paid sick leave still remain. So Julie Menon, head of the Department of Consumer Affairs, is here to answer them. DCA is the agency tasked with spreading the word and enforcing paid sick leave. Julie did come in to work today, and she joins us now. Right, Commissioner, you're not out sick.
That is right. I'm not out sick, and I'm delighted to be with you today, Brian, and thank you for having me.
And listeners, with any of your questions, 212-433-WNYC. So this law was passed and signed months ago. You and I have talked about it previously on the show as a done deal. Why is there so much focus on July 30th?
Well, Brian, first of all, it's a historic day today because today is the day that employees in New York who are covered by sick law can begin to take their accrued paid sick leave. This is a historic law that affects over a million employees, and thanks to the mayor and the speaker's leadership, is the law now in New York City.
And it's only around 11 in the morning, but do you happen to have any early data? You hear any stories of that July flu that's suddenly going around or anything like that?
Well, the important thing, Brian, about this law and the historic nature of it is that no longer will a parent with a sick child need to choose between taking care of that child and a day's pay. And the law also covers for employees who are sick, for children who are sick, or for care of elderly parents. And we believe that this is very important. It's important for employees. It also leads to higher employee morale, higher employee productivity. And I say this as someone who is a former small business owner. The last thing that a small business would want is to have a very sick employee come to work. So this also leads to lower health care costs. And one of the things that we're doing today is starting today, our doors at the Department of Consumer Affairs are now open for both employers and employees to come in to our offices at 42 Broadway on the 11th floor to get their questions answered or to file a complaint.
Listeners, 212-433-WNYC to get some of your questions answered right now about the paid sick leave law now in full effect, 212-433-9692. And here's one from Ed in Staten Island. Hi, Ed. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. My kids, they're New York City lifeguards. I understand it's a seasonal job, but I was just curious if they were entitled to such leave. If they are, they haven't been informed that they are, so I was just curious.
If they have worked more than 80 hours in a calendar year, then they can qualify. If you go to our website, nyc.gov/paid-sick-leave, it lists all the criteria for who is entitled to sick leave. But again, the rule is 80 hours in a calendar year. However, I should add, if someone is an independent contractor, they are not covered, and the rules on independent contractors are laid out by the IRS. If people have questions, they should definitely contact us at 311 and ask for to speak to Consumer Affairs.
To clarify, if I understood you right, 80 hours in a calendar year.
Correct.
80 hours is just 2 weeks of full-time work.
Correct. 80 hours in a calendar year, and then paid sick leave starts to accrue. You have to, for every 30 hours that you work, you can accrue 1 hour of paid sick leave. But it, just to be clear, once 80 hours in a calendar year, you have to have worked as a base minimum.
So people
really should go onto our website, and we lay forth all the criteria. I should also note that today is a day when we are publishing all of our rules, the paid sick leave rules, which clarify the law, were published in the city record today and are effective immediately. We also have a very lengthy, frequently asked questions document that is on our website. So for anyone that has questions about that, and also we have the notice of employee rights is also available on our website, and it's available in over 25 different languages.
So 80 hours in a calendar year. What else do you have to do to qualify?
well, you have to be work for a business that qualifies. And so there are a couple criteria there. First of all, the businesses that fall under the paid sick leave law are employers who are 5 or more employees who work in New York City. If you work for a non-for-profit, that they also are covered by paid sick leave. And so I want to make sure that that information is out as well. If you work for an employer who has fewer than 5 employees in New York City, then they must provide unpaid sick leave. In addition, employers with 1 or more domestic workers who work in New York City must provide 2 days of paid sick leave, and that is in addition to the 3 days that is provided under state law. So those are some of the rules that apply.
Exempt people who are part-time, I think you just said that. Also government employees, workers in a union.
Correct.
Not covered?
Not covered under paid sick leave.
Because the collective bargaining agreement?
Correct. The collective bargaining agreement is in effect. That's exactly right. And the other thing that is important for people to know is if a small business is already providing, for example, 5 days of paid vacation, then this would not apply.
And the new law mandates 2 days of paid sick leave for domestic workers who have worked for the same employer for more than 1 year.
Correct.
Are you confident that household employers are getting the word?
Well, we are being vigilant about getting the word out. We're doing a tremendous number of community forums, of outreach events. We did a day of action on July 16th where we had 1,400 volunteers at 150 subway stops throughout the city. We disseminated over 350,000 pieces of literature on paid sick leave. Actually, hashtag paid sick leave even trended on Twitter that day in New York City. So we've really been focused very much on outreach and making sure that every employee and employer in New York City knows about this historic law and knows their rights. We have, as you've probably seen, subway ads, bus ads. We're about to launch next week our TV ads, our radio ads. We've done a tremendous amount of print ads, and we will continue to do outreach events. So for anyone who's listening who wants the Department of Consumer Affairs to come present to the community group, the small business group, neighborhood group, please contact us, and we would love to do that.
We're talking to the New York City Department of Consumer Affairs Commissioner Julie Menard about the paid sick leave law in the city, which takes full effect today. Let me just clarify one other thing about the domestic workers. 2 days of paid sick leave, you said, for domestic workers who've worked for the same employer for more than 1 year. So I guess that means if they put in those 80 hours.
Correct. And also, I just want to make sure that people understand this is in addition to the state law, which provides 3 days. So that is why the city law provides 2. So in total, it is 5 days.
But a domestic worker usually works for an individual family. But I thought this law only covers businesses of 5 or more employees. So how do they connect?
Because this is a separate carve-out related to domestic workers.
Uh-huh.
So we just want to make sure that – and then we're doing a tremendous amount of outreach on that so that people understand that and know the rules on that.
So 80 hours in a year is not much. So if somebody is coming in and doing a little babysitting or a little house cleaning a few hours a week, they're going to get to 80 hours by the course of the year, and then they're eligible for 2 sick days.
No, because they could be eligible. But just to clarify, Brian, you have to work 30 hours to accrue 1 hour of paid sick leave.
Uh-huh.
And that is how the accrual then starts to toll.
That's
the ratio. So we just want to make sure that people are clear about this. One thing that may help is that we have created with the Mayor's Office of Operations an application that employers can use to track an employee's accrual time. We want to make it as easy as possible for all employers to be able to track the accrual time. So this application we're going to release in the next couple weeks. We've tested it among small business owners. We've received a lot of feedback on it, and we think it is a great way for people to be able to track and accrue the sick leave time so that we make it easier. I also want to note that we have received to date about 10,000 inquiries about paid sick leave. And since we've done our day of action, we've actually had an uptick of 140% in terms of inquiries, both to 311 and to our website. And so we're really starting to see that people are becoming more and more aware of paid sick leave. And now with this historic day today, we want to make sure that no employee or employer in New York City does not know about this law.
This is WNYC FM HD and AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River. It's New York and New Jersey Public Radio. And Gail in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. with Consumer Affairs Commissioner Julie Menin. Hi, Gail.
Hi, good morning. I'm a annually contracted teacher in a synagogue. So I'm wondering if religious organizations are included in this and if I would be covered.
If it is a not-for-profit organization,
yes,
it would be covered.
Right. So, but religious organizations don't have a special dispensation.
No, they do not.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. But Gail is a contractor, and we have another listener writing on our comments page, JJ, who says, I'm glad de Blasio and others are taking steps to protect employees and give things like paid sick leave. Your guest did address paid contractors briefly, but so many employers take advantage of people by qualifying them as independent contractors or freelancers and then treating them like employees. Any comment to that listener?
Absolutely. So if you go onto our website on our frequently asked questions, this is actually one of the questions that Brian has been frequently asked, so we have addressed it. The IRS delineates very clear criteria for independent contractors, everything from making sure that the hours that are worked are flexible and variable and not controlled, that the independent contractor works for a number of different entities. There are very clear and strict rules on this. If someone feels that their employer is violating this in order to get around paid sick leave, that is something they should certainly contact us about. But the rule does have a carve-out for independent contractors.
Chuck in Newark. You're on WNYC. Hi, Chuck.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm an employer. I have a number of quick-service restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, that type of thing. And Newark, New Jersey has also instituted a very similar paid sick leave.
Sounds like you should call in sick today.
Yeah, maybe I should. And Newark, New Jersey has instituted a similar paid sick leave law. I don't know if all the stipulations are exactly the same, but it sounds very, very similar. As an employer of this level of worker, entry-level employment, we are very concerned with the abuse of this law. We have people who will call out all the time sick or just not even call out. And we know that they weren't really sick. They went to a party because someone else in the store had a party the night before. And then they'll go to a clinic and get some note that says they had a stomach ache and show up to work with that the next day. Even more than that, the Newark, New Jersey law stipulates that they don't have to have any type of doctor's note for the first 3 days. They can just say, hey, I'm sick or my child is sick and not show up to work. And I have to pay them for those 3 days as long as they've fulfilled the accrual of time and hours and all that stuff.
So what's your honest estimate of the percentage of sick days that your employees are taking that are phony?
Hasn't been instituted long enough to really give an answer to that.
Uh-huh.
But from my experience as an employer, and I just want to say, look, I understand from the worker's perspective, and if someone's sick, or their child's sick, they have to be able to take a day off, and they should be able to get paid for it on some level because people need to live.
Right.
And as an employer, I understand that. As a human being, I understand that.
So where are you heading? Where are you heading ultimately? Because I guess we have to fall off on one side or another as a society with a little bit of error. Either sick people aren't going to be able to take days off at their employer's whim, or there are going to be a few mental health days here and there that people take.
Where I fall is there needs to be a system that can curtail the abuse, which means it needs to be a documented type of sick leave. It can't be, oh, I'm sick for 3 days, I wasn't feeling well, and I just didn't come to work, but you have to pay me for it.
Right. Chuck, thank you.
Let me
get Julie Menon's take on that, because, Julie, just the opposite of what Chuck is saying. We have a commenter on our page who says I know that under the new paid sick leave, an employer cannot ask you the nature of why you were using it, but are they even allowed to ask why you took it before today? This person says an employer has been demanding why my coworkers and I are using it all year. So what do you have to say about documentation and what is and should be required?
Well, the law requires that if you're out for more than 3 days, you need to provide a doctor's note. But the law was, the intention here, Brian, is that we wanted to make sure that when employees are sick or if their child is sick, this is not something that they would have advance notice of. So the idea that people would have to provide advance notice is absolutely not practical. But what is required is if an employee is out for more than 3 days, they do have to provide their employer with a doctor's note. But I also might add, to get to your caller's point about paid sick leave and the policy reasons behind it, we believe very strongly that this will lead to higher employee morale, higher employee productivity, and overall lower health care costs. And in the cities in the United States that have implemented paid sick leave, whether it be Seattle or San Francisco, the studies and data that are coming out of those cities are showing just what I'm saying, which is it has not led to a loss of business or not been detrimental to businesses. We look forward at the Department of Consumer Affairs of working very collaboratively with the small business community on any issues or any questions that they might have. And I also want to note that our first course will always be mediation. We look to mediate any issues that exist, and we'll be looking to do that right away.
Commissioner, before you go, just quickly on one other thing. Is your office working with the de Blasio administration on efforts to expand living wage? The administration has blocked the Bloomberg-era suit that would have blocked a living wage law, but hasn't actively pushed the expansion forward yet. I'm just curious what you're hearing from businesses and workers on that front.
Well, the mayor has made very clear about his comments on living wage. And in terms of small businesses and comments we have heard from them, we have not heard a lot from them on that. I think, you know, businesses have been working with our department very collaboratively on the implementation and rollout of paid sick leave. The mayor has made clear, obviously, in terms of living wages as a top priority. But we have not heard a tremendous amount from small businesses in that regard.
All right, folks, here it is, July 30th. You can now use the paid sick leave that is guaranteed in the law that was passed by City Council, signed by Mayor de Blasio earlier in the year, being administered by the Department of Consumer Affairs. And we thank Commissioner Julie Menin for explaining so much of it to us today. Thank you very, very
much. Thank you so much for having us, Brian. Thank you.